Today is the day of Pentecost. And as today is Pastor Danny and I talked last night, and this is also the festival of Pentecost for the Jews in Jerusalem as we speak. Pentecost is a Jewish festival. What it means is 50 days. Now, wait a second, 50 days. Okay, why is that important? Well, the big number in the Bible is 49. 7 times 7. So we have completed the 7 times 7, and now today is the 50th day since the resurrection. You listen to it that way, it starts making sense, doesn't it? Remember what 7 means in the Bible? Perfection. So if you have 7 times 7, it's ultimate perfection. You know, there's a lot of, I've talked about numbers in the Bible before, but there's a lot of clues in there that we just don't know. Why? Because we don't believe in numerology. They did. And so to understand what the Bible is saying, we have to understand what it's saying to the people of that time, too. Does that make sense? You know, so when we have things like the day of Pentecost, there's a reason we do this. Because it's after the time of perfection, and it's the start of something new. Now, Bev, thank you, Bev. Big hug, kiss, everything. Went back and she found the envelopes and the cards. So today, have you passed them out, right? Do we have enough? You know, before we do the second half of the service, before I say, you know, well, after we take the offering, then we will have George play some music. George, this guy right here. I look back and he was going like, George! But what we will do is we'll hear music and then you make your pact with God. Don't make it with me. Don't make it with the council. It's between you and God. And remember, it's time, talents, and tithes. You know, sometimes money is tight, isn't it? If you don't have anything extra, God doesn't say, you know, the story of the woman with the 2 mites. We have the guy, the bull from what I gave, and then she gives those 2 mites. Well, it's only 2 mites. She gave everything she had. Okay. So there's other things besides money you can do. Look at these 2 guys sitting back there. How many times have you been up here working without a thank you? Thank you. You're not looking at my eyes today, David. But you see what I'm getting at? Today is the day of the Holy Spirit. When I was in Fort Wayne, something happened that really touched me. There was a young man who was half Polynesian, half black. Lutheran, went to Concordia High School, good kid. Found out he had brain cancer. He was given a year to two to live. He's a junior in high school, folks. Michael was his name, and I couldn't find my sermon on this before to get his last name. And Michael's sitting there, he says, I have a limited time, but I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How can I serve him? As Pastor Don said last week, go! Right? So he was trying to figure out a way to go. Here's what he did. And of all things, I went to Michael Chester to get these and they were sold out. This is from some of the last time we did. Remember this 8 years ago?
Yes.
Oh, Pastor Don, we're going to do this with you today. Since you started this. You shouldn't, though. Who said I still have it? Boom. Pastor Don, would you come up here?
I sure will.
Boy, hey, I'm Pastor Steve from North Avery's Lutheran Church.
That's very good.
Oh, okay. Do you go to church?
I am the church.
You are the church. Wow, I didn't know that this was a church. You know, one of the things, God has sent us the Holy Spirit, and He's thinking of you. And this little red diamond, okay, is the Holy Spirit. Now, I want to get this to you here. Put your hand up. Make sure it's clean. Okay. Put that in your pocket. And every time you touch that, remember the Holy Spirit is with you and is comforting you and is guiding you.
Wow.
Now, we have one more. I'm going to put this in your hand. I'll give that to someone else. And share the Holy Spirit with
you.
I just witnessed, didn't I? Was it hard? No. If you were, seriously, no, somebody who I just walked up to, would you be offended by that?
Not at all.
See what I'm getting at? The Word of God is great. And the Word of God is something that we approach many times and make it difficult. Why do you think I picked those hymns for today? Our faith is simple. Our church is simple. Give Pastor Don a round of applause. Thanks for helping him out. And the gospel is simple. One of the things that we do is we start mistaking. My ears, I'm going to sit down. We start mistaking theology as God. Well, theology, Greek word, theos, God. Ology, study of. Theology is the study of God. But it doesn't say it is God, does it? No. I wish Jeff was here today because I quote him all the time on this. By the way, how is his tough this morning? Okay. We'll pray for him. We were talking one day about why we make things complicated. You know, we talked today about, or before, about the 613 laws the Jews came up with when God gave us 10. Okay? Well, but it doesn't cover all contingencies. It doesn't have to. It's the Word of God. Just do it. But one of the things about rules is they're easy to follow. You don't have to think. You know, the Baptists have this thing, WWJD. What would Jesus do? Folks, that's for everybody. That's not just a Baptist thing. What would Jesus do? You got a situation you're facing. What would Jesus do? But you see, that takes effort, doesn't it? You have to think. You have to open your heart to the Lord. Not easy, is it? Okay. There's many times the boss and I have had a major discussion. You know, because I'll say, all right, boss, I call God boss, okay, because he's my boss. All right, boss, you did this, what do you want me to do? Of course, he answers me in his time, not in my time. But that answer always comes. Sometimes it isn't the one I want. You know, but his way of communicating with us is through the Holy Spirit, and today is his day. And as Pastor Don said last week, go. You know, before you leave today, everybody grab a handful of those red things, put them in your pocket. If you see somebody that's hurting, you know, I mean, you can see body language. They're waiting in line. And say, how are you doing today? Can I say a prayer for you? I've had people say, but I don't know how to pray. Talk to God! God, this person here is hurting. Would you be with them? Would you do that to your dad? Okay. You see what I'm getting at? Don't make it complicated. Keep it simple. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And isn't that important? I think it is. Well, folks, today is the day of Pentecost. We didn't hand out pens, but if you would share with each other, get your cards ready here for a moment. And I'll give you a couple minutes here, and then we will sing, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. But I think we have that section for here before we do that, right? After, okay. No, we're just going to take a moment here. I want everybody to have a chance to fill out their cards. All right, my friends. May this love of God that you receive, the Holy Spirit, keep your hearts and minds from Christ Jesus.